Jim, tell us a little bit about the display that you have in USDA's building here at the Indiana State Fair.
It's a, well, we call it a farm in a barn. That's what we call it. And it's a barn that is 6.5 feet wide, 21 feet long. And we have 1/64 scale farm equipment in it that we've got farms set up in that. I think there this year there's four farms in it. And there's a hog farm, dairy farm, and then it's a grain farm. And then I think there's another smaller farm there. So that's what it consists of this year.
Now, is this the first year you've done it, or how many years has it been here in the Arland Pavilion?
It's been in the Arland Pavilion 2 years, and then we had it in the Farm Bureau building for 10 years. So it's a total of 12 years it's been here at State Fair.
How long did it take you to put it together?
It takes 5 days, and it takes 6 to 7 people to do that. So it takes a good deal of time to, everything is taken off when we leave, and then when we come back the next year, we set it all up, and it's usually set up different each year.
Tell us a little bit about the representation of what's in there and what it means, and its representation to the agriculture industry.
Well, we just like to promote everything, that, or try to promote everything that's raised on the farm for us livestock. And we like to show the grain end of it too. We have grain bins, and we've had a grain elevator on it before, a Kokomo grain. We got it named to Kokomo Grain. We got permission from them to use their name. You know, we've pushed dairy pretty hard because, you know, dairy is a big industry, and I think it's kind of fading out a little, but we like to show what they are doing on the dairy end of it, and hogs and beef cattle. So,
what started or what prompted putting together this very large farm in a barn and keeping it going at the Indiana State Fair for the last 12 years?
I always wanted to do it, and the Indiana Farm Bureau came to us. Been 13 years ago, and asked us about doing one for them, and or building something so they could have it in their building. We did a couple at our county fair the 2 years prior to that, but they wasn't enclosed like this one is. And this one, we just got busy and built it, and that's the way it started out. And I thought a couple of years it would die out, but it just keeps getting bigger. I mean, people just keeps coming back to look at it.
Before we started officially talking, we were talking off the record a little bit about your love of agriculture. Tell us a little bit about your background and your involvement in the agriculture industry.
I farmed all my life. Rented my first farm when I was a freshman in high school, and you know, been at it ever since, and I'm 71 now, so kind of slowing down a little bit, but I just love agriculture and what it does for us, and you know, like the farm scene, I like for people to get enjoyment out of it. I love to see people look at it and say, oh, we love this, and that makes me feel good. So,
what's the one question that you get asked by visitors, fairgoers, more than maybe any of the other ones about the farm and the barn that they can stop by and see at the Pioneer Arland Pavilion?
Oh, probably how long it takes to do it, and how much it costs, and you know, things like that. That's the biggest questions probably. And you know, we have several questions, but all of them's usually different, or want to know what, a couple of days ago, that man asked me what a hay rake was. He wanted to know what, he didn't know what it was. He seen it there and didn't know what it's called. So he asked me what the hay rake was. So, you know, that's the questions you get from them.
I think one of the interesting things, it's a very visual, hands-on way for people to learn a little bit about the agriculture industry, but it's also a way for you to help tell your story as well.
Yes, it is. It's not like the real thing, but it does, people that can come in here and see it in a miniature form, and I think it does help a lot.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.